You're listening to the Dead Presidents Podcast.
And this is the top five most accomplished presidential daughters.
Five! We're about to take a dive!
Four! In the presidential mode!
Three!
Who will it look like me?
Two!
We're about to tell you!
One!
The show's not begun!
Welcome to the Dead Presidents Podcast. I am James Shea Hamilton.
And I'm Stephen Lincoln Douglas.
Last season, we did the most accomplished presidential sons, most accomplished presidential dads. This season, we're going daughters and moms.
That's just it. We got some accomplished women in the presidential family.
Indeed.
And we're going to take a look at five presidential daughters here that stand out a bit in terms of accomplishment as we dive into the top five most accomplished presidential daughters.
Number five.
Martha Johnson Patterson.
Yep, Martha was the oldest of Andrew Johnson's five children. In 1885, she married David Patterson, a Tennessee lawyer, judge, and landowner, and they would have two children. And when Andrew Johnson became president after Lincoln's assassination, First Lady Eliza Johnson was in poor health and only made two public appearances during her tenure, and so Martha took over the responsibilities of White House social hostess and served with distinction. One staff member recalled her as, quote, the real mistress of the White House. No woman could have acted with greater sense or discretion. She made no pretenses of any sort, but was always honest and direct.
That's right. Martha often said, quote, we are plain folks from Tennessee, called here by a national calamity. I hope not much will be expected of us. There were cows on the White House lawn, and Martha milked them herself every day. She oversaw an extensive renovation of the White House, which had fallen into disrepair during the Civil War, and received high praise for her taste as an interior decorator. In 1865, when Mary Surratt's daughter came to the White House hoping to beg Johnson to spare her mother's life, Martha comforted her, but denied her access to the president, and said nothing could be done.
Them's the breaks.
Indeed.
In 1866, when Tennessee was readmitted to the Union, Martha's husband was elected as a U.S. Senator. And then following her father's death, Martha inherited the family homestead in Greenville, Tennessee, and successfully lobbied for its preservation as a historical landmark. And due to her efforts, her father's burial site was declared a national cemetery.
Not too shabby.
Yep. We visited that homestead, which is still around today, thanks to Martha Johnson Patterson.
Indeed. And that's going to bring us to the top five most accomplished presidential daughters.
Number four.
Helen Taft Manning. Helen Taft was 17 years old in 1908 when her father was elected president, and she began attending Bryn Mawr College on a scholarship. 2 months into her father's term, First Lady Nellie Taft suffered a stroke, and Helen suspended her studies and moved into the White House to care for her mother and assist in performing the First Lady's duties as official hostess. Helen hosted many official functions, and in 1910, her own debutante ball was held at the White House.
When her mother recovered, she returned to Bryn Mawr, where she graduated in 1915. 2 years later, she became Bryn Mawr's dean, and 2 years after that, its acting president.
Pretty impressive.
She left Bryn Mawr to attend Yale University, where she earned a doctorate in history, and also married Yale history professor Frederick Manning, with whom she would have two daughters. Helen returned to Bryn Mawr once again, where she served as dean, history professor, and head of the history department. She specialized in British colonial history, publishing 3 books on the subject. She died in 1987 at the age of 95, and her older brother, Robert Taft, was number one on our list of top five most accomplished presidential sons. Of course, not including John Quincy Adams and George W. Bush.
That's right. The Taft kids making names for themselves.
Pretty high achievers.
Indeed.
It's Speaking of high-achieving brood of children.
Mm-hmm. That's going to bring us to the top five most accomplished presidential daughters.
Number three.
Alice Roosevelt Longworth. Alice was Theodore Roosevelt's only child with his first wife, who died 2 days after giving birth. Alice had a difficult relationship with her stepmother, Edith Roosevelt, and grew up to be outgoing, independent, and rebellious. Her father became president when she was 17 years old, and she became an instant celebrity and fashion icon, inspiring the color known as Alice Blue. She enjoyed being the center of attention, breaking rules and flouting conventions while attending hundreds of parties. President Roosevelt famously said, quote, "I can either run the country or I can attend to Alice, but I cannot possibly do both."
That's right. In 1905, Alice joined War Secretary William Howard Taft in leading an American diplomatic delegation to Japan, China, Korea, Hawaii, and the Philippines. The delegation featured 30 members of Congress, including Ohio Representative Nicholas Longworth, whom Alice married shortly after returning to the United States. Alice was known for her, quote, "brilliantly malicious sense of humor," and she got herself banned from the White House during the Taft and Wilson administrations. She is quoted as saying, quote, "if you can't say something nice about someone, sit right here by me."
Pretty good. Her political advice to her father included warning him against running against Taft in 1912. She campaigned on his behalf, but her husband was a Taft supporter. Longworth was also a notorious womanizer, and the couple's marriage was strained, especially after Alice campaigned against her husband's re-election to Congress in 1912. He lost by 105 votes, but was re-elected 2 years later and became Speaker of the House in 1925. That same year, Alice gave birth to her only child, Paulina, whose father was not Longworth, but Senator William Borah, with whom Alice had a long-standing extramarital affair.
Yikes. Well, after Longworth's death in 1931, Alice remained a fixture of Washington society. She appeared in tobacco advertisements, and she published an autobiography. She publicly opposed the presidential campaign of her cousin Franklin Roosevelt, saying, quote, "the same surname is about all his branch of the family and ours have in common." In 1940, she said she'd, quote, "rather vote for Hitler than for Franklin for a third term."
Wow.
Alice would become friends with Vice President Richard Nixon and encouraged him to re-enter politics in the late 60s. Nixon called her, quote, "the most interesting conversationalist of the age. No one, no matter how famous, could ever outshine her."
Wow. Alice survived breast cancer twice, undergoing mastectomies in 1956 and 1970. She met every president until Jimmy Carter, whom she declined to meet because she considered him as lacking social grace. When she died in 1980, at the age of 96, President Carter wrote, quote, "she had style, she had grace, and she had a sense of humor that kept generations of political newcomers to Washington wondering which was worse, to be skewered by her wit or to be ignored by her." Alice's half-brother, Theodore Roosevelt Jr., was number two on our list of most accomplished presidential sons.
Yep, Alice certainly making her mark.
Indeed. And that'll bring us to the top five most accomplished presidential daughters.
Number two.
Martha Jefferson Randolph.
Martha was the oldest child of Thomas Jefferson and his wife, and was the only one of their six children to live past the age of 25. She was a close companion of her father, especially after her mother died when she was 10 years old. Martha received a rigorous private education in Virginia and lived in Paris from age 12 to 17 while her father served as a diplomat. She was educated in a prestigious convent school where her classmates were members of the French nobility. She learned Latin, geography, history, mathematics, music, and drawing, and she could speak four languages. Her father eventually withdrew her from the convent school when she threatened to convert to Catholicism and become a nun.
Oof. She returned to Virginia in 1789, where she was arguably the best educated woman in the state. In 1790, she married Thomas Mann Randolph Jr., her third cousin, and a fellow member of the Virginia plantation aristocracy. Martha had 12 children, 11 of whom lived to adulthood. She educated her children at home while managing household affairs at both her husband's and father's plantations. When her widowed father became president, she served as White House hostess for part of his presidency, a role in which she was renowned for her intelligence and social graces. Her husband served two terms in the House of Representatives during her father's presidency.
And after Jefferson's retirement, Martha lived at Monticello and eventually separated from her husband, who became an abusive alcoholic, although that didn't stop him from becoming governor of Virginia in 1819. Jefferson described Martha as, quote, the cherished companion of his youth and the nurse of his old age. And shortly before his death in 1826, he said, quote, the last pang of life was parting with her. Martha devoted herself to preserving and protecting her father's reputation. She and her children edited the first collection of his papers for publication, and she assiduously denied his paternity of Sally Hemings' children.
As a young woman, Martha hoped for an end to slavery, saying, quote, I wish with all my soul that the poor Negroes were all freed. In 1831, she supported a plan for gradual abolition of slavery in Virginia that was unsuccessfully proposed by her son, Thomas Jefferson Randolph. Martha inherited Monticello upon her father's death, but she also inherited huge amounts of debt from her father, husband, and father-in-law, all of whom died heavily indebted. These debts prevented her from freeing the slaves she inherited, and she was forced to sell 130 slaves at Monticello and, in 1831, sold Monticello itself for a fraction of its value. Martha spent the remaining 5 years of her life living with her children in Boston and Washington, D.C. She died in 1836 and is buried at Monticello. And that's going to bring us on down to the top five most accomplished presidential daughters.
Number one,
Ivanka Trump.
Ivanka is the second child of Donald Trump and his first wife, Czech-American model Ivana Trump. As a teenager, Ivanka began a modeling career, working on fashion runways and advertisements and being featured on numerous magazine covers. She graduated from the prestigious Choate Boarding School, alma mater of JFK, and earned a bachelor's degree in economics from the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School of Business, alma mater of Warren Buffett, Elon Musk, and Donald Trump. Ivanka joined the Trump Organization as Executive Vice President of Development and Acquisitions, while also starting her own line of jewelry, shoes, clothing, and accessories, which grew to over $500 million in sales per year. She also served as a boardroom judge on her father's reality TV shows The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice.
That's right. In 2009, she converted to Judaism before marrying real estate developer Jared Kushner, with whom she has three children. From 2012 to 2016, she oversaw the conversion of the old post office building in Washington, D.C. into a Trump hotel. Ivanka has published two books, including Women Who Work, Rewriting the Rules for Success, which appeared on the bestseller list of the failing New York Times. In 2015, Ivanka introduced her father at Trump Tower when he announced his presidential campaign. She campaigned on his behalf and gave a speech introducing him at the Republican National Convention.
When he took office, she was appointed to the position of first daughter and advisor to the president, and was also named director of the newly established Office of Economic Initiatives and Entrepreneurship. In 2017, she spoke in favor of women's rights at the W20 Women's Summit in Berlin, a component of the G20 Summit, and led the U.S. delegation to a global summit on women's entrepreneurship in India. In 2019, she participated in talks between her father and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un.
Also in 2019, she launched the Women's Global Development and Prosperity Initiative and toured Africa and South America to promote it. She campaigned for her father's unsuccessful 2020 re-election bid, once again introducing him before his speech at the Republican National Convention. She later told a panel of the House Select Committee on the January 6th attack that she does not believe the election was stolen and accepted Attorney General William Barr's conclusion that voter fraud claims were unfounded.
Ivanka has participated in substantial philanthropic endeavors, including with the United Nations Foundation, the Donald J. Trump Foundation, numerous Jewish charities, and her own Ivanka M. Trump Charitable Fund, which donated the profits from her book to the National Urban League and the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. Her siblings have acknowledged that she is her father's favorite child.
Yeah. If she wasn't his child, perhaps he'd date her.
Who wouldn't?
And there you have it. Five accomplished presidential daughters.
Some of them doing a lot in spite of societal restrictions.
Yeah. And that's going to bring us to our sole honorable mention, Chelsea Clinton. Just kidding. All you did was write a book with your mother, loser. And that's going to bring us to the end of our top five. And next time, we're going to explore five accomplished presidential moms, without whom none of the presidents would be here.
That's true.
Until next time, for the Dead Presidents Podcast, I'm Stephen Lincoln Douglas.
And I'm James J. Hamilton.
Thanks for listening.